Welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, Abby, and today I am here with a very special guest. We're here with Savannah, who happens to be my elementary school best friend and best friend of 11 years. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Abby.
She's like, you're scared. I know. I'm sorry. So basically today we are kind of spilling some tea about elementary school. And, well, okay, so we went to Desert Willow Elementary, which, in my opinion, was the MVP. But I guess some people disagree, which doesn't make any sense to me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we are going to be spilling some tea because a lot of stuff went down at Desert Willow. And, disclaimer, we are going to be talking about certain situations that involve people, but we will not use your name, so... You're not getting exposed, I promise. Love you. Okay. Yeah, so me and Savannah went to completely different middle schools. She went to what? OVMS?
Old Vale.
Yeah. Ugh. Blech. Sorry. and I went to Desert Sky. And Blech. I'll do... Hey. Oh, was that a pocket? Okay, wait, you're not wrong. But... you know, it'd be funny if we did, like, another episode of, like, exposing our middle schools. Okay, anyway. So, we went to different middle schools and recently reconnected, and we thought that it'd be fun to do an episode together. And fun fact, Savannah's in class right now, so, yeah.
We're just doing some schoolwork.
Yeah. I just woke up. I haven't done a single thing yet. It's okay. All right. Okay. So, is there anything you remember from elementary school? Like, tell me what you do remember.
Well, I feel like I basically kind of forgot everything that happened in elementary school, minus, like, the stuff that happened in fifth grade.
Period.
And that was something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, so talk about fifth grade, and here's the thing with fifth grade. Fifth grade was so funny to me, you know, because there was just so much, I don't want to say drama, because I don't think there was much drama involved. It was just people being annoying, or, like,
yeah,
just people causing a scene. Mm-hmm. I remember this one time, this one fifth grader pretended to be pregnant, and, yeah, that was a fun time.
Now I don't remember that one.
Okay. But... I remember legitimately everything. Like, everything. It's sad. So, yeah. Do you remember Peter, the bench?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had a special bench, and we named him Peter.
Yes, we had a special bench named Peter. I actually found out the reason why. Because on the back of the bench... there was a name written on it, and it was Peter, and I later found out that I actually knew the kid. Like, I knew him.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, it was kind of weird, kind of freaky, but it was okay. There was also, like, a swastika on the back of the bench, yeah, but...
I remember that.
Yeah, but it's okay, I'm Jewish, don't come for me. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, we had our special bench, and I vividly remember, what was it called? Hang on. What was it called? The people who ran the track every day. The Mileage Club.
Mileage Club.
The Mileage Club. I vividly remember we sat there every single day. And
every
the Mileage
single
Club,
recess.
Yes, and the Mileage Club would always come over and be like, weren't you guys here yesterday? And we're like, yeah. Like, what's your problem? Like, what's your problem?
Bench.
Exactly. Like, what is your issue? And then our group formed, like, kind of just started growing into, mm-hmm. It was, like, me, you, Ethan, and Kaden. I vividly remember all of us. And then, I don't know who, there were other two benches. There was Talia, because it was the tall one.
Oh,
and I don't remember the short one's name. But,
I don't either.
But yeah, that was the whole thing. And we fast forward to graduation. Okay, graduation is when everything started going downhill. So
yes. Yes.
There was we had like a what was it called? Like a 5th grade end of the year party or something like that. It was like a water party outside.
Yeah, water day.
Everyone was there. Every 5th grader was there. And we're all having fun. The water was cold. That's all I have to say about that. And the night of and the day of the party, me and Savannah were performing in a show later that night. We were in Aladdin, and I remember this girl. She was kind of hanging out with us, but she dropped a rock on her foot, like a big rock.
Wait, I don't
And
remember this.
I vividly remember it. And she dropped a big old rock on her foot and had to go home. And I'm like, that's, ooh, girl. Like, girl, get better. Love you, queen. But no, it was crazy because everyone just like stopped for a second and then everything went back to normal. And then she went home and I'm like, girl, I'm like, queen, what is up?
That's so sad.
I know. So fast forward to that night of the show. We are in the, I think it's the finale. Like it might have been closing night. And it was the finale. And we're doing our like closing number. And I look back and this one girl is doing a freaking handstand. And I'm like, queen. And she literally almost crashed into the table. Like, I don't know if you saw it, but she literally missed the table.
I don't even remember half of this. I don't know how you remember elementary school so
Girl,
vividly.
because it scarred me. Are you kidding? But no, so I look back and we're all doing the same choreography because we rehearsed it like that. And this queen is improvising with a handstand and she was about to hit the table. So I'm like, what? Like, girl, what? Like, queen, what are you doing? You know? So I think that, I don't think Miss Raybuck, our director, ever found out. Like, I genuinely don't think that she ever found out.
I love her.
Oh my God, I love her. But
To this day, she
yeah,
is still my favorite teacher.
really?
Yes.
She's a queen. Miss Raybuck, if you're watching this, she actually watches my show. Hi, Miss Raybuck, we love you.
Hi, Miss Raybuck. I love you.
So, yeah, basically. Oh wait, I just figured out she watches the show, so she just found out that someone did a handstand. Hi. It's sorry. We're really exposing people on here. Okay.
It's all good.
So it was like the day I'm kind of moving around in circles, just going off of things that I remember, because I mainly
Yeah.
only remember like the ending of 5th grade.
Yeah.
And this is something I talked to you about. Right before the water party, it was like the day before, me and Savannah had been selected to do a solo at promotion. And we just thought it was gonna be us. And then two guys walk in, one of which had a huge crush on me at the time, who had told me like minutes before that. And our music teacher, she pulls us all together. So I'm standing in front of the dude who has a crush on me, and Savannah's standing in front of the other dude. And then she's like, well, I want you guys to look into each other's eyes for like a solid minute, just form that connection with one another. And I look at Savannah and like whisper to her, I'm like, do you want to switch? And then you over here, you're like, oh, heck no.
No, no,
I
thank
will
you.
never forgive you for that. That really, oh my God. No, so she's like, not really. So I'm, so she's like, okay, and your minute is starting now. And this guy, Savannah starts looking at him. I'm looking anywhere, and I mean anywhere else but this kid's eyes, because it was just so awkward.
It was very
So
awkward. I do remember
it
that.
was, you could feel the tension. You could
Yes.
really, really feel it. So we stop our minute and and then we start like doing the like solo part. And the funny part is that the song is called The Link Between This Crazy World and Me. And
Oh.
I remember so much of it because it scarred me. Because, oh, God, it was so awkward.
See, I forgot half of that stuff. But yeah.
What? Okay, how can you forget half of that stuff when, like,
I
actually, wait, no,
remember
I kind of
the
get why you could,
staring.
I, huh?
I remember the staring, but I don't remember any of the songs or whatever.
Well, I remember we had to do the Mission Impossible on the recorders, so
Oh.
yeah.
I miss the elementary school recorders.
Oh my God. I feel like a part of me feels like none of those were ever cleaned.
No, they're probably very unsanitary.
Yeah, but it's okay, right? We
It's
lived.
all good. Yeah.
We lived.
It strengthened our immune systems.
It really did. You know what? That's why we haven't gotten COVID yet, because we're just like
Right?
so immune. That's literally why. So yeah, that was kind of it. And then, oh my
Oh,
God,
and then.
we get to graduation, right? It's the day of graduation. We walk on stage, and then somebody behind me falls over on like the risers. Like, dude, I'm like, get it together. So we start our little performance, and then it's like to the end. And Miss Gerby, she's like, okay, guys, we're gonna sing the Desert Willow song. Remember, this is the last time you'll
Oh.
ever sing it. And I'm like, really? You had to say that? Like, really? Like, really? And so we all started singing it. And then my parents, I can hear my mom crying. Like, I can literally hear my mother crying. And I'm like,
Think I
dude,
heard myself crying.
I know. We cried together. It was great.
Wonderful.
And then we sang Hasta la Vista and left. And it was a fun time, right?
Yes.
And here's something here. Okay. I'm gonna expose something right here, right now, that I don't think I've ever told anyone but the dude. So, one of me and Savannah's friend bet me money that the dude who liked me from earlier would ask me out on graduation.
I do
And
not.
guess
I did
what?
not know that. Wait,
I know.
what?
Yeah.
Abby.
Yes. And guess what? If you're watching this, you know who you are. You still owe me money because he did not, so suck it. And it's been 3 years and he's not given me my money. So I'm gonna need that. Thank you.
How
I
much does he owe
appreciate
you?
it. I don't even know at this point. He's made so many bets with me that I'm probably upwards of like $15. Like
Yeah.
upwards of just, you know. Like he's made so many bets with me and I've won all of them. So you would think he learned his lesson, but he did not.
No,
So
clearly not.
anyway, yeah, so we leave graduation and I remember that I forgot like my diploma and I'm like, crap, okay. So I went back and guess what?
Was he there?
Everyone, no, everyone, and I mean everyone was there. So I have to like start moving through crowds to try and find my teacher. And guess who I bump into?
Oh.
Exactly. And yeah, so I was like, crap, I'm gonna lose the bet. I'm gonna lose the bet. I'm gonna lose the bet. And then he just said hi, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, hi, hi, yep, bye. Like, bye. Oh my God. That was so bad. That was so, ugh. Okay. Elementary school was just a different time.
It
Like, ew,
was full
ew.
of twists and turns. We were on a roller coaster.
I feel like every middle school or every, I keep saying middle school, every elementary school class is like normal. And then ours was just not.
We had
Like,
pet
we were
potatoes.
crazy. Huh?
We had pet potatoes.
Oh. My God,
Pet
we had
potatoes.
pet potatoes. Okay, do you want to tell the story?
Okay, I don't really remember. One day, I don't even know. There was this kid in our class, and he really liked potatoes. And then I think he brought in a potato one day and named it Charlie. So then we had a box of potatoes, and like, There was a whole family. There was Charlie, and Charlie had a wife, and then they had CJ, which was Charlie Jr. And there was like cousins and aunts and uncles, and then it was really sad when the potatoes would like rot because we used to have funerals for them,
Yeah.
and we would like play music and then throw them in the trash can.
Oh.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
Sad days,
We
those
buried
funerals.
Charlie in the ground, though. We buried
Yes, we
Charlie in the
did.
ground. Everyone else got thrown away, but Charlie remains there today.
Charlie was special.
Charlie was special. Yeah, so basically, I'm gonna call him out here because we're still friends. Zane brought a potato to school one day. I think it was like a class pet or something like that.
Yes.
Oh, because we had just gotten away Gizmo, who was the guinea pig who bit people. So we needed
Oh,
another class pet. So Gizmo, he left, he dipped, he said bye guys because he
yeah.
was violent. So Zane brought in Charlie the potato. And then I think someone brought in his wife. I want to say it was
Everyone brought
Caleb.
potatoes.
I want yes.
Everyone
Well,
brought
no,
potatoes.
it started with certain people.
Yeah.
So I think Caleb brought his wife, and then I don't know who brought CJ, but I brought Charlotte, his daughter.
Oh, yes.
And then there were aunts, there were uncles, there were distant cousins, and everyone had a home for their potato.
It was a whole
So
thing.
like for instance, mine was a tissue box, and with tissue curtains, and I used a bun maker, like you know the bun makers that they used to sell at like Claire's.
Yeah.
I put my potato in that for like a bed. It was great. And you know, it was fun. And then one day we walk into class and it smells really bad.
Because all
Class
the
smells
potatoes are
really
rotted.
funky. All of the potatoes had like been oozing
Ugh.
overnight. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, this is bad. And you would think that we refrigerated them overnight.
No, we didn't.
No. We no. No, we did that. And we know things were starting to get real bad when one of them started sprouting.
Oh, yeah.
But and then we just like thought that it was just growing. And then we walk into class the next day and they're like, well,
This happens.
sorry guys. Yeah, they're all rotten. Like they're all rotten. And I'm like, dude, what are we gonna do? So and hold on. I was surprised because Charlie actually lasted the longest.
And he was the
Charlie
first one.
lasted the longest and he was the first one there. So Charlie, I'm so sorry, RIP man. But yeah, we took all of our potatoes one at a time and played a bunch of funeral music, threw them in the trash can, and then we all went outside with Charlie and buried him.
That was a sad day.
That was a really sad day. God, why do we have potatoes? Like of all things, Zane, buy
I don't
potatoes.
know. I don't know.
Zane,
That
come
was a good
on.
question.
I mean, it made for some very nice memories, but
It did. Fifth grade
I
was the
mean, a
time.
potato, it was great at the time. And
Yeah.
I know that people are gonna like look at it now and be like,
We were so
that's
stupid.
stupid. Yeah, they're gonna be like, that's really dumb that you guys said potatoes, but at the time it was our everything. Like,
Yes.
and you wanna know something? I sometimes, well, my mom still works in Desert Willow, so I go back there sometimes and I've been talking to Ms. Rayback and she's like, yeah, some of my other classes heard about your class and started bringing in potatoes. And
What?
I'm like,
No.
no, they did not. And then she's like, yeah. And I'm like, no. And then she's like, I've been meaning to throw them away because that was your guys' thing. But she's like, I mean, if you want to do the honors. And
Yes.
she gave me a pencil. She's like, kill it. And I was like, all right. So then I stabbed the potato and threw it in the trash can. And then her classes just started bringing in potatoes because they heard of our class.
Not
And
cool.
I know there were like legends about it.
Yes.
And, you know, I just think it's the big flex that I was in that class. You know,
We were
we were in that
in the
class.
class
You know,
that
it
did
was,
that.
yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm confused. What was your potato's name?
I honestly don't remember. I feel like it was Rosie.
Oh my God, Rosie!
I think they all
I
ended with like an
remember it.
E.
Yeah. It was so crazy. But yeah, so the other classes started bringing in potatoes, and me and Ethan would often go in there and kill them. So Guys, if you're listening from Miss Rubeck's classes after ours and you ever wonder where your potato went, we killed him. Yep, sorry. But I mean, don't bring in potatoes, don't copy other classes. What's wrong with you? Yeah. God, elementary school was weird.
Yeah, it was.
That was weird. That was weird, dude. But yeah, in the end, we all made it out alive. And
Yeah, we're
while some of us, so while some of us may have lost contact for a bit, I'm glad that we are at least, we're besties again.
Yeah. I
We
mean,
literally just had to get through middle school and pick up where we left off. Like,
yeah,
literally.
it's like middle school never even happened.
It's, oh, can we just pretend? Can we, let's just pretend like middle school didn't happen.
I'm cool with
Like,
that.
let's literally just, like, oh, middle school? What is that? Like,
We don't know her.
what? Like, girl, you playing? Yeah, but I hope some of you who were listening from Desert Willow learned some of the insider stuff. And I don't even know why I knew all of it, but I got so much information from literally everyone. Like, no,
Yeah.
everyone told me everything. You know what I mean? Like, everyone just told me everything. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I hope you heard it here, folks. Desert Willow Elementary is still the MVP because it was great, but if you disagree and you think like something like Mesquite or Cottonwood can't compare with us, they can't compare with us because we're the coolest. We were the coolest, we are the coolest, we'll stay the coolest, so shut up. And yeah, that's that. You know what? I'm gonna end it on that note. Like, do not talk bad about Desert Willow in my presence. If you ever do, I'm gonna, we'll show you what we do in Desert Willow, bro.
Go Diamondbacks.
Go Diamondbacks. Oh my God, wait, I'm sorry. I remember once because I spoke at graduation. I was like the class speaker at graduation. And I remember in my speech it was something like once a Diamondback,
Always
always
a
a Diamondback.
Diamondback.
And yep. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, and then we also walked off stage to our to the fun song from SpongeBob.
Oh yeah, we
Yep.
were that class.
Yep, we were that class. Everyone else walked off to like the climb or fight song or something like that
Nope.
because we got to choose. We got to choose the song. And then one day I vividly remember Zane
It was always
and
Zane.
like Ethan and like Ethan proposed.
The
They were
fun
like,
song.
let's do a song from SpongeBob. And then we were like, what song? And they're like, the fun song.
I
And then we
mean,
all voted on it and we're like, yeah.
it represented us very well.
It on it, oh my God, it did. Dude, that's
I
so
miss it.
funny. Oh, I miss it too. Guys, if you're listening from Desert Willow, we
We all
love
need to
you.
get together.
We miss it.
Okay.
We all, oh my God, we need to get together.
Desert Willow
Oh wow.
reunion.
Oh my God. We're gonna be okay, we need to end this before we start like making plans.
Yes.
Like
Okay. Well,
okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in this week. And me and Savannah, we had a lot of fun. Love you, girl.
love you.
And I hope to see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.